Thank you, guys. It is truly humbling to be here, to have many meetings with Pastor Barry, all of them good, all of them productive. And it's been a journey, but it's been a good journey. And any journey that entails pressing into God is a great journey. It's not just a good journey, it's a great journey. So I'm going to get right into it. Have you ever done anything so good that you absolutely think you nailed it? I mean, you done it. You're like, ha ha, look at, I mean, I'm congratulating myself before I even turn it in. You ever done it? I did. I mean, you know, I got this. Good job, high five self. I mean, I did. And so I went to my boss, and I was a project coordinator for a very large company, and I went to school, and they put me through all the schooling and stuff, and so I was charged to spec out a job, and that job spec is that you would take a look at the entire amount, and then you would give a list to the boss, this is what we need. And I thought I got down to the bolts and the nuts, and I thought I had it all, and I was like, yeah, I got this. I got it. And high five, Jeff, you did so good. So I walked in and dropped it on his desk, and I went back to my desk and I started doing, you know, company emails and answering some phone calls and, you know, doing all. And he comes by and he drops it on my desk, goes, you missed some stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, probably, you know, you're talking on the phone. Probably forgot to initial something, you know, something of that nature. So I get done with the phone call and I hang it up and I open it up, the portfolio, and there's red lines everywhere. Red lines. I'm going, what'd I do? What'd I mess up? So I started going through it, all the red lines, and it was that there's things that I had specced for the job that were good. I mean, I specced out some good stuff, but the problem was it wasn't good enough. See, I couldn't take this to the customer and go, here it is. I couldn't, because it wasn't good enough. There was aspects of the job that I didn't spec for. And I had a limited knowledge in some aspects of that. Well, Paul, under the law, was specced out. He had it. He thought he'd done everything in excellence. But we're going to take a look at that. So let's pray real quick. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you that your Holy Spirit will be the one that enables your word to go forward and challenge and change hearts. Father, I'm just a servant unto you in Jesus' name. I'm going to start reading in Philippians chapter 3 through 11, and this is out of the ESV. It says, for we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reasons for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness, under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. That word in there says, for this, his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them as rubbish. Another translation, NIV, says garbage, as in to be thrown away, as in not worth anything. In order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ. Righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and I may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Like Daniel was saying, Paul was writing this from prison, chained, bound, wasn't able to do much. But Paul had a certain question he was kind of asking the Philippians at this point. And that question is, why should we choose faith over flesh? And I believe Paul gives two reasons for this. Two reasons why he's saying, hey, you should choose faith over flesh, and let me explain why.
The first reason Paul gives us is confidence in the flesh is garbage compared to faith in Christ. Garbage. I caught that. I was like, garbage, rubbish, garbage. It is nothing. It's not worth anything. See, Paul looked at the things that brought him accomplishments as nothing and compared them, that righteousness that comes from faith in Christ. He's like, wait a minute. That doesn't compare. It's not even on the same playing field. He considered the works of the flesh garbage or not good enough, or as my boss had said, red lines. See, anytime you put confidence in the flesh, it means you're using anything else to substitute for faith. I have confidence in this, so I'm substituting it for faith in Christ. And that's not what Paul's saying. He's like, no, I'm sorry. See, we're going to compare a couple of things. See, circumcised on the eighth day, under the law, that was a great thing. That's exactly what should have happened. But compared to Christ, it wasn't good enough. It was a red line. It didn't measure up. Tribe of Benjamin, under the law, that's prestige. You have that. It's like, woo, man. Tribe of Benjamin. Sorry, not good enough. See, Hebrew of Hebrews, God's chosen people. Chosen, Hebrew of Hebrews. Under the law, that was a great thing, but under Christ, not good enough. It's a red line. A Pharisee, zeal, righteousness, under the law. All of that stuff was not good enough. See, in all these things, Paul could see that the works in the flesh could not eliminate the red lines that he had in his life. They just couldn't. The red lines were there. Because of what Christ did, the law was completed, and so they were there. There's nothing that could be done. They did not rate, compare, they paled in comparison to what Christ did on the cross. So I'm going to ask you some questions here. You know, how do you approach God? How do you approach God? Do you approach God in confidence when you made it to service four times in a row? Four times. I made it four times, God. So I have confidence that I made it. I heard Pastor Barry preach. I even have the notes. I wrote them down and I memorized the scriptures. Where's the confidence? Sorry, under the law, that confidence is in the flesh and it's not good enough. It's the red line. Do you feel that you can approach God in confidence when you've been good to your wife? Good to your wife. You didn't yell at her when she backed your Jeep up into a big, gigantic yellow pole. Okay, did you blow a fuse? No, God, I was a strong man. I didn't blow a fuse. Can you approach God with confidence on that? And what do you approach God in your own merits? God, I've been good this week, man. I didn't road rage. I didn't yell at my kids. I didn't do any of that stuff. You had confidence in what you did. Sorry, under the law, but under Christ, not good enough. The second, and I want to go back to the first reason again, is confidence in the flesh is garbage compared to faith in Christ. So I'm going to go to my second reason now. Confidence in the flesh cannot bring you the righteousness that comes from God. Only faith in Christ can. The works of the flesh, again, are nothing, garbage, worthless. Paul had all this works in the flesh, and I'm going to reiterate this again, but he saw it. He goes, man, I can't get rid of this. This, all this stuff, Hebrew of Hebrews and tribe of Benjamin and all that, but I count it worth nothing because I want to know who Christ is. I don't want to know Christ as the law says. I want to know Christ who he says he is. Faith is an act that will establish a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But your works won't because you're coming to him in your own merit. For it is by grace through faith you have been saved. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. It's not works that can get you there. Now we're going to go back to that. How can you approach God with confidence? Well, here it is. I know that even if I miss some services, because of what Christ did, I can still approach the throne of grace with confidence. It's not what I did, it's what Christ did. Now I can approach the throne of grace and mercy with confidence. Let's say you didn't even treat your wife right. Let's say you were mean to her, and you did blow up when she backed the Jeep into a gigantic yellow pole. Even if that happened and you blew up, you can still go, hey, I can approach you, God, because not on my merits, but on your son's merits. Not on what I've done, but on what Jesus has done. What he has done upon the cross that brought salvation for us, I can approach you on that. And then the question is how should I approach a God in confidence? Not again on your merits, but on the realization of what Jesus did for you, what Jesus did on the cross, how that sanctification was brought to you, what happened at that point on the cross, it is finished. The very blood of Jesus bringing you in relationship with Christ and with God when you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. That's how you approach God, with that confidence that I have that Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So the question again is, why should we choose faith over flesh? One, confidence of flesh is garbage compared to faith in Christ. And two, confidence of flesh cannot bring you the righteousness that comes from God. Only faith in Christ can. See, we at CPC, we're a beginning church. We're just working. We're working through going in and finding out exactly, you know, this coming together as a family. But we've got to realize it is not on our merits that we come together as a family. It is because of what Jesus did. Barry's calling the plays. Barry's up here preaching. Barry's bringing God's word to us. But it's not on our merits that he's doing it. It's not on his merits. It's on the faith of Jesus Christ that's brought him to this point. It is what Jesus has done. See, Paul and everything that he's writing is bringing CPC. He's bringing the church. And Paul's writing to the church saying, listen, don't think you're going to get there by your merits, because they're garbage compared to what Jesus has done. It is Christ and Christ alone. We can do this. As Connection Point, we can begin to look for our neighbors and go, it is because of Christ in you that I am going to serve. It is because of Christ in me that I am going to serve. I have red lines in my life. And it's because of Jesus that come in and, like Barry likes to say, change report cards. He goes, oh, look at all those. You tried really, really good, but not good enough. You have some red lines. Look, that's an F. Here you go. Here's mine. And that's what Christ did for us. Too many times we think that by merit we can walk in there and go, okay, God, I'm approaching you because of this. And that's not who God is. He goes, well, let me look. Oh, through the blood of my son, Jesus, you have that right. That's who we are. That's who CPC can be. And I implore you guys, remember this as you're going through your week. Don't approach God on what you think you did right. Approach God on what he did right and walk in that. So I'm just going to close in prayer. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you that I spoke your word the best that I could and spoke what was on my heart. God, I ask that you would again challenge and change hearts and let me grow and let me be even more humble, Father. And as I read this message and as I preach this message, I even see areas in my life where I need to step up and realize that it's not by my merits, but by the blood of Jesus that I'm at where I'm at. Father, I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.